Aside from soloists, classical musicians almost always have their sheet music close at hand. But the young players in a string quartet in residency at Harvard University have challenged themselves to perform and record iconic compositions from memory. Their new CD is called Brahms by Heart, and they're gearing up for a concert at Harvard. WBUR's Andrea Shea dropped by the Kiara String Quartet's rehearsal to see how the musicians have ditched their music stands.
It's not exactly like performing naked, but on stage, without their music stands, the four players do look kind of exposed. Kiara String Quartet violist Jonas Sirota admits playing this way is daunting.
The idea of it is scary, but then when we actually don't have the music, it really changes and frees the feeling of playing. Because that part of the brain that's just locked to the page and trying to interpret what it sees and then reach out, like that part of the brain is not on at all.
My name is Haeyoung Yoon. I'm the second violinist of the Kiara Quartet. When we rehearse by heart, we have to know not just our individual parts, but memorize all of the parts. It's a really challenging process, but we internalize the music so much more, and it's fun. But it is, yes, it's also very scary.
This experiment began a few years ago when the players recorded Brahms string quartets. They say the CD they produced lacked emotional oomph, so they turned to memorization for their new CD.
We all have different techniques.
Rebecca Fisher plays first violin.
I do a certain amount of intense drilling, but I like to follow the score and try to see how my part lines up with other people's. I have a pretty good visual memory.
Haeyoung Yoon says playing by heart helps her get inside the mind of a composer.
There was this one part in the Bartok where I just could not memorize it because it was just the weirdest pattern. I started kind of looking at it and kind of figuring out, okay, what was Bartok doing? What did he want with this? And then I figured out, oh, that's what he's doing. And then after I kind of realized that, I was able to play it. And it was really cool.
Well, as it turns out, Bartok didn't want musicians to play his music from memory. That's according to violinist Nicholas Kitchen, who founded the Borromeo String Quartet, which is in residence at the New England Conservatory. Kitchen says the Kiara Quartet's experiment reminds him of his mentor, Eugene Lehner, who also went on stage without the printed page.
He didn't remember a single concert where there wasn't some disaster.
Lehner played viola with the Kolisch Quartet, an early to mid-20th century European group that also performed music by heart because composer Arnold Schoenberg encouraged them to do so. But later in life at the NEC, Lehner told students his story about Bartok, who dedicated his sixth string quartet to the Kolisch Quartet. But when the musicians performed for the composer from memory, Kitchen says he was not happy and forbade them from doing it again.
From what Mr. Lehner said, he didn't offer too much explanation, but I think he felt that the very tiny but potent details that a composer like Bartok leaves in the score, independently in all the parts, that those details will become blown away by the process of memory.
But Kitchen adds, memory is a critical part of that process, and the Kiara Quartet's investigation taps into an age-old debate.
I think every group will learn something from experimenting with their memory.
In May, Kitchen's Borromeo Quartet will actually perform the same Bartok pieces the Kiara group has been working on. But Kitchen says his musicians will definitely use sheet music. They always do. In fact, his players read original manuscripts that have been scanned, then displayed on laptops.
So that's the other extreme, where we're extremely tied to the printed page and very inspired by the printed page.
For Kiara violist Jonas Sirota, ditching the music stands fits into the 14-year-old group's goal.
When we take those stands out of the way, that they are kind of a physical barrier, you know?
between the players and the audience. That said, sometimes they do use sheet music. Like if someone isn't feeling 100% confident about a piece, the Chiara Quartet will keep rehearsing bar talk for their upcoming concert, but the musicians feel this time they've nailed it by playing Brahms by heart on their new CD. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Chiara String Quartet's new CD is called Brahms by Heart. The musicians wrap up a 6-year residency at Harvard with a farewell concert on April 11th.